Take a Chance on Me by Carol Wire and read by Katie Villa for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Charlie was acutely aware of an urgent drumming in her ears. The noise threatened to deafen her. She couldn't move. Even if she had the wherewithal to make an emergency ascent, she was unable to. Her feet were weighted down, rendering her immobile. The bubbles of air that had been floating above her head like silver balloons ceased as she held her breath, transfixed by the sinister grey shape that was now focusing on her. If she weren't so terrified, she might have admired the enormous shark. However, it had fixed its glassy stare on her and was heading towards her, not at speed, but at a teasing, leisurely pace, biding its time before deciding to rip into her flesh. She didn't take in the sparkling white underbelly of the creature, or the power of the muscular tail as it effortlessly guided it through the water. All she could see were row upon row of razor-sharp teeth, all grinning at her. Breathe, Charlie. She willed every muscle in her body to relax. Her vice-like grip on her regulator made her jaw ache. Remember to stay calm. Don't show it your fear. The placatory voice in her head continued in vain as Charlie suddenly and uncontrollably began to shake. The shark picked up its pace. Why, oh why, did I allow myself to get in this situation? Chapter 1. 6 months earlier. Thank you for your company the last 2 hours. Join me again tomorrow evening when we'll have some smooth 70s tracks and more groan-inducing gags. In the meantime, snuggle under those bedclothes and enjoy The Late Show with Sam Sullivan, who's coming up next. This is Charlie Blundell signing off. With that, Dancing Queen filled the airwaves. Charlie removed her headset and glanced up at the window, separating her from the technician/producer. She could see Mercedes talking to one of the orderlies. Mercedes finished chatting, looked through the glass and gave Charlie a thumbs up. The door to the studio opened and Sam bustled in, carrying his usual flask of coffee, balanced on a Tupperware container of sandwiches and cakes. A large man in his early 60s and sporting a white beard and glasses, he reminded Charlie of Santa Claus. Sam presented The Late Show from 8 to 10 o'clock each evening on City Hospital Radio. He preferred The Late Show. It got him out of the house every night, and meant his wife, Brenda, could watch all the soap operas and period dramas on television in peace. Sam wasn't interested in those. He preferred his music and enjoyed his gig at City Hospital.
"Great show, Charlie," he said as he unpacked his food.
She beamed at him. Sam was one of her favourite colleagues.
"Where do you find those one-liners? I expect half the patients will need their stitches replacing after tonight."
He smirked and slipped into the chair now vacated by Charlie, fiddled with the mixing desk, and sat back to wait for his cue. He waved at Mercedes, who blew him a kiss. The youngest and keenest member of the team, Sean, had joined her and was hunched over a screen. Sean was interested in journalism and IT, but could not afford to go to university, so was learning the ropes at City.
"Good evening. You are listening to The Late Show with me, Sam Sullivan. I have some excellent tracks tonight to help lull you to sleep. And if you fancy a late-night brain teaser, we'll be doing Sam's teaser at 8:30. First, let's start with some Simon and Garfunkel, and one of my personal favourites, The Boxer."
Charlie mouthed, "Bye." Sam nodded in acknowledgement, now concentrating on a sheet of A4 with his running order and notes scrawled on it. She slipped out of the studio and into the technician's room, where Mercedes was shrugging on her coat. "Hi, Sean. How's it going?"
"All good, thanks. I've been updating the radio website. I didn't have much to do this afternoon, so I hung out here, uploaded photos of the presenters, and added a few words about each one, so anyone listening to the station can now put the face to the name."
"That looks great," she said, leaning over and squinting at the screen. "You're really clever with all this technical stuff."